Hey, hey, all you Arizona lovers. This is the Finding Arizona podcast, episode number 399. I'm your host, Jose. Thank you so much for listening and watching. Today's episode is with AZ Power Wash Pros. We are sitting down with owner Brandon. He is fantastic to talk to. It was a very good episode that I have to say. If you're watching this and you're interested in getting some power washing done, please go check out their links in the bios below. We are one episode away from 400. That's going to be a good one. So stay tuned for that one. But overall, we're going to jump into a little bit of the businessy end. You can hear every episode of Finding Arizona Podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. We make it easy for you guys to connect with us at social media. That's Finding Arizona Podcast under everything. And if you want to just get to us directly, that's findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. Thank you so much for providing us with a wonderful list of guests for the last couple of years. We have been working very diligently to try and make sure that every person that comes in through our doors gets an episode that is something that they can feel proud of and feel accomplished, that they got a chance to tell their story. That is overall what we've been trying to accomplish here with our podcast. And so it has been fantastic to hear the stories, be able to bring out something and put out something that people love listening to. And so that being our 400th episode, and we are just so excited to share with all of you what we did there. And we brought back some really fantastic guests, and there are people that we would say are foundational to making this podcast what it is today. I just, hopefully you guys are following us through social media. You got a sneak peek of what happened, who was there, and also on top of everything else, we hope that you continue with us. We are working hard, diligently, and if you want to work with us, you can work with us. Go over to the Found House, and you will definitely find out more about that. We will provide a link in the bios below as well, and we are very much wanting people to work with us on, if you want to do podcasts, if you want to do some visual elements, if you want to just do graphic work, that is totally fine with us. We run the gamut of what we can provide to you as the client. And so that being said, that will just lead us into our episode number 399 with AZ Power Wash Pros. I will see you on the next episode. That will be 400. Stay tuned. I love you guys. Kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends. We'll see you next time. Score big with SeatGeek. Whether it's concerts, sports, or live events, SeatGeek has you covered. Use code FINDINGARIZONA to get a fantastic $20 discount on your SeatGeek tickets. Catch your favorite live events hassle-free with extra savings. Visit SeatGeek.com and make every experience unforgettable. Welcome back, everybody, to the Finding Arizona podcast. I'm your host, Jose, and as always, we bring in very special guests every week, and today is no different. I would love to introduce you to Brandon Carnicle, and I just want to say thank you to Brandon for coming in and sharing his story here. And we're going to be talking about, I'm going to let him introduce the business just because I think it comes best from the actual owner and founder and, you know, person in charge. But I will give the floor to Brandon to introduce himself. And thank you, Brandon, for coming in.
Thanks, Jose. I appreciate you having me on today. So, I actually have a couple of businesses that we run. So, American Maintenance Professionals, we're an exterior maintenance company, and we're broken down into four divisions. We have AZ Power Wash Pros, AZ Window Cleaners, AZ Lot Sweeping, and Straight Striping.
Okay.
And outside of that, we also own a store called AZ Cleaning Supplies, and we supply chemicals and supplies to the pressure washing window cleaning industry here.
Nice. A man of many hats, as I like to say.
Yeah.
It's a great thing to have that many kind of things going on because they feed into one another. And that's probably something that we'll get into a little bit later. But can you kind of give us your origin story? This is something that we ask everyone who comes in through our doors. It's just, how did this all start and how did this all come to be?
Yeah, immigrating really kind of happened by accident. I was working for a legal defense attorney, and I was considering going to law school and going that whole path.
Yeah.
My roommate at the time was working at a restaurant and came home one day and said, "Hey, you want to earn some extra money? The restaurant I'm working at needs their kitchen floor and their patios cleaned. My dad's got a power washer. You want to go out and do that with me?" So yeah, let's go do it. So
nice.
We went out, we cleaned up everything and did a really good job. And then next weekend, we got another job at a different restaurant that they had referred us to. And before you know it, we kept getting all these referrals to do more and more work. So I'm like, well, maybe there's something here. So we went ahead and started a business in the pressure washing industry. And I just went all in on it, quit my job at the law firm, which was either a dumb or the smartest decision I ever made, because it was going to be, I'm going to be homeless if I don't make this work, because I just quit my good job at the law firm.
Yeah.
But it really did. It made me put my head down. I got really passionate about it, learning the industry, and then just kind of went from there. So we did the power washing industry strictly for the first, I'd say, until about 2010. Okay. Then I partnered with somebody else at that point. And then we started building other divisions from there. We brought in the window cleaning and then the sweeping. Mm-hmm. And then I just recently brought in the striping back in 2018, 2019. I acquired part of that business and brought in a partner who was in the striping industry. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're at today with that.
Nice. I mean, I love the story of when people are just, you know, kind of, you know, not accidental, like where it's like it wasn't in the program. It was kind of this out of the blue situation, because that's exactly what happened to me in this podcast. Is just I was doing screen printing for owners on their T-shirts and just had these conversations with them. And a lot of them came back of like enjoying it and having a great time with me and just kind of, you know, just teaching me about what they do. And so that was something that kind of evolved into, okay, well, maybe I have something here. Maybe I enjoy podcasts. I enjoy meeting these people. Maybe we can steer in this direction. And it just snowballed into something that has been a big part of my life and a big part of my family's life now. And so I just love those stories where it's like, I can kind of relate to that, where it's like, it wasn't in the cards, but now it is the full deck. Like that's what it is now. And I think that that's something, it shows a lot about who you are when you can pivot like that and dive deep, where you're like, oh, I have something here, and I know I have something here, but I want to get more into it. And this is what I need to do to kind of evolve and get better at what I do as an owner and as a, you know, just a leader in this business. So I love that. And then I'd love to just kind of pick your brain about, like, you know, those moments that, especially when you had to let go of the other job, what were some of the things that you were kind of telling yourself as, you know, you let go and say, look, I have to dive deep into this? Like, what were some of the conversations that you either had with your family or with yourself in just making that full leap into full business mode?
I mean, scared at first, I would say. You know, it's definitely a big jump to do something like that. But yeah. I always knew that I could go back to working mm-hmm. in a law firm. I had that skill set and those connections. And, you know, I could go back to that original dream of, you know, if I wanted to go to law school and things. Family was tough, too. You know, your family, when you go from, you know, being an attorney over to pressure washing, it kind of seems backwards to everybody, right? We all grow up, say, oh, what are you going to be when you grow up? And, you know, I'm going to be a dentist, I'm going to be a doctor, I'm going to be a lawyer. And we think we have these specific directions we have to go. And we all kind of start chasing that, not realizing that there's so many more opportunities if we just are willing to be open to taking those opportunities. And so with my family, they were constantly telling me, just, why don't you go back to that good job? That, you know, it was a struggle when I first started. But I just really believed that I could do it. And I was just so passionate about making it happen that there was no other option for me. And
yeah.
I think kind of too, everybody telling me to go back to where I was fueled me even more to prove everybody wrong that I could do this.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that is definitely the mindset you want to have, is just kind of like, let me show you what I'm capable of doing. And let me prove to you that it's not the wrong decision because I feel this way about it. So I love the fact that you have put your cards into this basket, because it just really shows the person that you are, really. And it shows that, like, you have the confidence to want to do the right thing and do put your all into something and not split your time and split your efforts in that manner. So I think that this shows your leadership as a business owner. And I'd love to understand a little bit more of the culture over at your multiple businesses and how maybe you kind of bring that effort and bring that knowledge into your employees, or just how you go about doing the specific jobs for the customers and how that might just, you know, what you guys do on that level.
Yeah, finding employees is probably one of the hardest things in running a company. I mean, I've probably gone through hundreds over the past, you know, nearly 20 years. But it's finding those gems that want to be there with you. And then once you find them, really just, you know, taking very good care of them. They're my most important assets in growing and, you know, making the business move forward. So we just really put a lot of focus into the importance of them. And I always let them know, without them, we don't have a company. This company isn't me. It's an us thing together as a team.
Yeah.
And so that's the culture there. And when we bring in new people, we are quick to fire if they don't fit in with our team now. So our team really makes the judgment if they're going to stay or go, regardless. Okay. Even sometimes if they're a good, you know, worker, but if they don't fit with our culture and our group of people, we don't want drama and issues and things like that. That can really change the dynamic of the business. So we just really make sure our team's really involved in all the decisions of who joins our team.
That is something that I think we're kind of hearing a lot more from the businesses, is just the understanding of, you know, the team dynamic, the culture that you guys have laid out for everyone, and just wanting to produce at a high rate. So that is something that is kind of constant through all of our conversations with business owners. And I could see that. I mean, this is not for the faint of heart. You know, this is something that is always moving and progressing along, especially in the different jobs. I mean, you look at the city as a whole, we are, you know, expanding at a massive rate, and just the jobs that you probably have to take care of on a commercial scale is just probably expanding as well. And you have to, you know, you have to provide that kind of excellence at each job as well. So that doesn't make it easy for the employees as well. So it's like, you want to keep that dynamic high. You want to keep the energy levels high as well. And it just really bring a culture of positivity and enjoyment for the position. So I love that about you guys. I'd love to get into more about you specifically, in just how you routinely can split your time up into these kind of different umbrellas of the corporation, how that works out for you on a weekly scale. Like, what do you do specifically to kind of keep everything balanced? And then maybe give us a little bit of, like, what is something that is a non-negotiable for you as, like, an owner that you just maybe need time to, like, reset, or just like that 20 minutes to, like, I got to shift my mind into this next business. So it's like, what are those things for you?
Well, I would say that, you know, I always joke that I work all the hours, but that's not true. I feel like I do. I wake up and it's business, and I often go to sleep and I think I'm still dreaming about business and running everything. But really, the flow of all of the different divisions I have, and even the cleaning supply store, they all work so closely hand in hand.
Okay.
The store itself even supplies the cleaning, you know, products for our service side. So it gives us the ability to have access to the probably the largest selection of cleaning products and tools of any cleaning company in the state because we have that.
Yeah.
So they all just flow really well. My team makes it really easy. I don't have to micromanage. I know that things are going to get done right. If there are issues, we know how to handle them and deal with them. Mm-hmm. My wife is the brain of everything. She answers the phones, does the scheduling, does the invoicing and all of that stuff. So having somebody who's your partner, who's also invested in it, really mm-hmm. makes things a lot easier. Now, as far as non-negotiables, I mean, really, when the end of the day, Friday comes, I really try to just shut off at that point. It's family time. You know, I want to go and we have soccer with the kids on Saturdays. And, you know, so now there's times where stuff comes up on the weekends where I have to go out and, you know, put on my business hat. But for the most part, that weekend is really my non-negotiable. That's my time. Mm-hmm. And even during the week when I leave at the end of the day, if there's nothing that's absolutely pressing, you know, I want to have dinner every night with my kids and my wife. And
yeah,
I think that's an important life balance between the business that is super important.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That's something that I'm starting to realize a little bit more. I have a 3-year-old at home and he's just kind of this.
That's a fun age.
Yeah, it is. And we're still in the midst of potty training. So I have to admit, it's like it's going swimmingly, but it's also just one of those scary things. It's like, come on, we're almost to the finish line. I can see it, buddy. You gotta work with dad. And so it's still one of those things where it's like, I'm still learning to understand that these non-negotiables are like family time and things like that are still needed and very much important because it helps me also generate more creativity, more understanding about the community I have around me so that I can provide that same outlet for the people that come into our podcasts and people who we work with on a routine basis. It just really is kind of an important aspect to have your downtime because it does refill that cup up, whatever it may be, creativity, energy, yeah. Life force, whatever it may be. It just really allows you to kind of recharge. And I have this like in my mind, I'm like, oh, I can do it all, but it's at the same time, I can definitely feel like the moments where it's like, oh man, I could have gone about that a little bit better. Or, oh man, if I had that, you know, rest time, I could have done more on that level. So I'm learning and it helps to hear it from someone like you because you understand it's like you generate, you know, on a multiple scale of how that is important on that scale. I'd love to ask you a little bit more about you and your wife's dynamic and how that works out for you guys. Just, you know, how did that first start out? Because my wife and I work on this together and we actually started early on in the episodes. We were dating and then it evolved into we got married and now we are more invested because this is our family's kind of legacy piece together.
Yeah. So, well, originally she was not involved. She was just a stay-at-home mom with the kids. And two things happened. We had an office manager back years ago who was very cleverly embezzling money out of the company.
Oh, wow.
And so once that happened, you know, we decided that we just needed to have full hands on and control over, you know, making sure nothing like that happened. And thankfully, at the time when that happened, the kids were in school. My wife was, you know, kind of wanting to have something else to do now that the kids were, you know, out of the house and, you know, having that free time. So it was really a perfect transition for her to come in. And it, honestly, it's been amazing. It hasn't interfered with our relationship at all. It's, You know, it, when it's business, and we work together as an awesome team. We're not in the exact same office. So she works out of the home office down here, and then I'm down at the store all day in downtown Phoenix. So, you know, we do have that little break from each other as well, which I think if, you know, you're sitting side by side with somebody all day, you might want to kill them.
Yeah, I'm very like, we have this little office here, and it's just funny because sometimes she'll sit like right here. You can kind of see it. And I'm just like, I'm nervously trying to get work done. And then she'll like, I can hear her turn and like, look at me. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I hope this isn't more than like a 10-minute conversation. I definitely feel free. Like, yeah, that's one of those moments where it's like, we do have other, like I work as a landscape architect, and she also has another business that she works out of in an office downtown. And so those moments where we're kind of like, okay, we were able to get some work done and then do some podcast work too as well on each of our ends. And so those moments where we come back together and like, glad we covered all of that. That's very helpful. And we're two sides of a different coin. She's very business oriented, and she has those kind of, she covers the, like the producing side, making sure scheduling and all that's done. And I'm the creative. I'm very much like, I love making the graphics, doing this, editing a lot of that back end stuff. I love being behind the scenes a little bit more, and that's my bread and butter. So we're two sides of those, opposite ends, and we are able to, you know, come together and work really well from those two ends and see each other on that end.
I think that's a good balance. That's kind of how we are too. We are very, our sides are completely different. She is, I mean, just so meticulous, and I'm more of the creative builder side of things. Yeah. And so it works out really well. Just, you know, just very similar to what you guys got going on. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'm so glad that you can also relate on that fatherly level, just understanding that you're building this so that you can provide to them and show that the hard work goes to something, it leads to something, you can build something out of it. And that definitely shows, you know, your generations, like legacy pieces for your kids, that you have something here. You can either choose to go, you know, take over, or you can choose to build your own. That's always possible. And so that's really great. I have so many questions about the technology side, because I was reading up on how much that is a kind of an important side for the business for you guys as technology grows. We're looking at not only AI, but also just technology for the production side of, you know, maybe the striping as power washers get more stronger and what the commercial aspect needs on that level. Can you kind of give us some of your favorite new pieces that you've added on to the equipment, maybe something that you've added on the back end through website or whatever it may be that has been a fun piece for you to have new?
Sure. Yeah, actually, we are currently building four brand new systems on the power washing side that we're excited about. So the technology now really for exterior cleaning is really being more focused on, you know, in the environment containing contaminants and making sure that we're not letting our wash water and chemicals and things go to places that they shouldn't. So that's really where we're excited right now. We're building out these four trailers that will be full water reclamation. They're going to recycle the water. Nice. So that's a real exciting piece. I mean, the sweeping side too. I mean, regenerative air is an important thing, trying to keep dust pollution down, stuff like that. Striping, it hasn't changed a lot, really. I'd say the most exciting things are instead of having to push them, you can ride on the stripers now. They're called lazy liners, you know, so there's things like that. On the back end side, though, I mean, it's constantly changing, especially with AI now. It's incredible how fast everything's moving. But at the same time, it's really turned things into such a time saver as well. I mean, using the AI now for content generation, for social media and marketing, I mean, has just significantly saved so much time.
Yeah. I mean, I imagine too, it's like you're also, you've got these fleets that you're kind of being aware of and having to track as well. And just that time management behind that is like, this truck has to be over here. This truck has to be doing this job and managing all those time slots as well. It's just, it's an incredible piece to kind of a spinning act of like making sure everyone's yeah. in the right position and where they need to be. And also being tracking what they're what they need as far as equipment and materials and things like that from the store end, I imagine as well. And just making sure yeah. supplies are being, replenished when they need to be replenished on that scale. So I can't imagine it being any more intriguing at this point, because it's like you've got a lot of things going and more to still come. I love that you brought up the striping too, because I've seen it on social media where it's like you can ride them and just like, yeah. you know, just let them do their business. But it's like, mm-hmm. I always had a question. I was like, when I was a kid, it's like looking at these giant floor, like you were crossing the street and you have these giant lines, you know, of striping all along. And when I was learning through landscape architecture and just having to realize, oh, it's like these big machines that just blow, like kind of huge spray cans of just like paint going. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I've also seen where it's like the hand ones where it's like you pour them and then you kind of direct the lineage.
I've seen those videos. They're fun to watch. They're but I've never seen anybody actually do that.
I think it's an ancient art. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's right. Like, it's very impressive.
Yeah. And I'm just like, what? I've never seen anyone do that. I've only seen the machine. So it's like, it's an, you know, one part, like that's an ancient art of like of your business. But now you're looking at like things where it's like, well, this truck needs to be here. And we also have to make sure it's on the right line. And it's like, you know, really strategic in like how you close off the streets and whatever it may be. So I really do thank you for letting us touch your brain about like those those aspects. But it's like, again, it's like, it's so cool that you have these multiple businesses that feed into one another, because you can now see the bigger picture. You can see the grander scale of things of like, you know, your inflow versus outflow and things like that.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
Let's get into some goal setting, because as we get further into understanding your guys's business, one of the things I like to do here at the podcast is just give you an opportunity to share some goals so that maybe our viewers, we have enough people that come and ask about different businesses on our end of like emails and things like that and social media, that maybe they can help you out with something, or maybe they can, sure. you know, maybe produce on one scale or another. I'd love to understand for yourself, like what are some goals for not only the business as a whole, but maybe for you, what you're looking, you know, secretly to achieve this year.
So on the business side, like I said, with the bringing in the new technology, that's really been one of the, you know, big goals I'm excited to implement this year. Also on AZ cleaning supplies, we host a lot of training courses throughout the year for other contractors. So we bring in people from out of state to do seminars and trainings on different products, techniques, safety. And we usually bring in between 30 and 50 contractors to these events. And so we're really excited to expand that. I've gotten really passionate about giving back to other contractors, as it was something I always wished I had when I started in this. It was really, there wasn't a lot out there when I got into this industry. And now, you know, it's grown a lot over the last 20 years. And so being able to support these other contractors and help them as well has just been really awesome. I mean, this, like you said, the city is growing so big. Just to drive from one side to the other, I mean, it can take an hour and a half to get across the city, right? It's just unfathomable the amount of opportunity out there. So, you know, originally when I started doing this, it was like, all the work's going to be mine. But it's just unreasonable to think that there's so much opportunity. I think that even if all the contractors got together, we still couldn't handle the amount of opportunity that is out here with how big this city is growing.
Absolutely. I mean, you think about just some of the newer builds that are still in production on the north end and on the west end. You have, I mean, just on that scale alone, you're thinking about like a new team, like essentially a new squad, yeah, right. A new element there. And so I'm with you on that same page where it's like growth is a very big thing here on the city. But on top of that, making sure that you have the right education, the right kind of knowledge that goes into, you know, not only safety, but just, you know, management, production, things like that. And you're just making sure everyone has the right head space, the right, you know, education behind them so that, you know, the customer doesn't lose out, you know, that they also don't look at it. You can look at it at a bigger picture. It's like what's good for the group is, you know, ultimately, you know, it may not be your group that you're helping, or it may not be your group that you're, you know, in charge of, but overall, if they understand it's like these guys are smart, these guys are what we need, then ultimately everyone wins. Because let's say down the road, they don't have the production side, so they come to you, or they don't have the equipment, so they come to the store. Overall, these things are important because it all leads back to you on one level or another, because now you're talking multiple scale. You're talking bigger, grander picture.
Yes, absolutely.
I love it. So you are someone that I am very encouraged and positive about what's been going on with the city overall, and just the idea of community over competition. The fact that you are giving back on that scale is important to me. And just overall, I hope nothing but the best for you and your group, for the best for your businesses and for the family as well. I hope they are well as well, you know, because they're behind you as a leader and as you as a family man. So we are reaching the end of our conversation. I really did enjoy talking to you here, Brandon. And it's been crazy to know that someone like you, who has not just one business, but multiple business, continues forward with this kind of, you know, we're cheerleaders. We want you to feel encouraged that there are people out here rooting for you and want to make sure that you're doing well and give you an opportunity to share your story. So I do appreciate you coming in and sharing that with us. So what I'll do is I'll let you have the floor right now. Let everyone know all the different business websites, where they can find the store, the address, the phone number, and social media handles. The floor is yours. Take it away.
Sure. Well, to make it easy for the service side, you can go to amp.cleaning, and there's links to all the individual divisions on there. As far as AZ Cleaning Supplies, you can go to azcleaningsupplies.com. You can come visit us down at the store, which is at 2435 South 11th Avenue, which is right around 7th Avenue, just south of the I-10, I-17 bend down there. And follow us on Facebook. As far as the cleaning supply store, we post all our events on there. So whether you're a new contractor who's wanting to get into the industry, or somebody who's seasoned and you just want to come and learn about different products that we're offering, different techniques, and we do sales and marketing training. We do all types of stuff like that. And it's even open to homeowners. I mean, we do classes on paver sealing and sanding and stuff like that as well. So if somebody is a DIYer who wants to come down and learn, we do host classes like that. And then we have all the products in the store and all the support to help them do that as well.
Well, that's great to hear. I mean, that's just a cherry on top of everything else. It's just one of those great aspects of, like, you're not giving back to just the big guys. You're giving back to the DIYers, the homeowners, and things like that. So that's awesome. We do have an outro for us. You can hear every episode of our podcast at findingarizonapodcast.com. Make it easy for you guys to connect with us social media wise. That's Finding Arizona Podcast under everything. And last but not least, if you want to send a direct email, findingarizonapodcast@gmail.com. Let us know who you want in next, and we will try make that happen. And as always, we end every conversation of our podcast with kisses, hugs, and belly rubs to our four-legged friends, and we will see you next time. Easy peasy.